Hey guys.
Yo.
Around the table with Dan Reynolds and Beamer and Ann Slimley.
Why do you call me Ann Slimley?
I don't have a clue.
Because
it's funny.
He's a smart aleck.
I'm like a smart aleck.
Yeah.
Well, me and Beamer were over here bickering before.
I know we were already like pre-fighting.
We fight
backstage and then we fake liking each other.
Yeah.
Oh, you fake liking each other?
We fight.
I thought it was a ganging up on me.
That's a different day.
So you guys hate each other,
we
really?
Fodder.
No.
Fodder. We feed each other cow food.
Well, Anne has that personality, you know.
Yeah, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Hey, so, we're going to talk about the lane closure first before we do
that.
The weather?
Okay. We got one.
Because that's important.
You got information on that?
I always know the order, and I don't.
Because you don't prep. And you make fun
you
of
don't
me,
prep.
And you push and say, don't tell me that, and
don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, don't tell me what to
do. Okay. For the people that are on Caps Road, the west lane... on Caps
Road between Highland Street and Natchez Trace will have possible lane closures through the coming days, beginning tomorrow, which would be Tuesday, April 3rd, through Friday, April 7th. They're doing some sidewalk work there.
And that's nice, and they need to. So watch out for flaggers, signers, pokers,
pointers, workers.
You know, and
use caution.
That is very important because,
yeah.
You know, when you're working, your mindset is on your work. And when you're driving through these things, it's an irritation for a lot of people to even be slowing down.
Right.
I get that. I understand they're in a hurry or whatever. But these guys are working, and sometimes they back up.
And you don't want to be...
Right, you don't want to catch their butt with
no,
their
you
mirror.
Don't want to be that person.
Give them a wide berth.
Always do.
Yeah.
Always
that's good.
Do. All right.
And then there's other places in town where they're doing a lot of construction,
right.
too. The Highway 7 Bridge south, they're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're working at the 43 and 62 business there. So
and Goblin Drive, they're working on that bridge, too.
Roundabout reminds me of a Yes song. Roundabout.
I'm trying to. Now, they have
stop singing.
They're having a... city meeting today with all the department heads.
Okay, good.
And I've got a call from that department over there, and they said that they're going to try and give us some fodder
info
for some information
word,
for what's going on, some more details. You know, we have
right.
big questions on
the action of the city,
and then
the department
the schedule
heads
and how it's all going
to
work
so
and how it's going
to
affect everyone.
Right,
people.
We're doing that. But
the big news this morning
it's the storm.
Is the weather.
Yeah.
There's a slight chance of drizzle this morning, and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5. Increasing clouds with a high near 84. And then tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. I'd say they're possible, almost 100%. Then showers and possible thunderstorms after 3 a.m. in the morning. Don't you just hate that?
Always at night.
They always in my prime sleep time.
Yeah. I heard at the hospital this morning, someone said they thought that hail could be tennis ball size.
Yeah, hail, high
that'll
winds.
That'll do some major damage.
And some tornadoes.
Well, you know, when it's this time of year and when it's this warm, I'm afraid
of the storms because of the heat causes all of this.
Right.
The highs and low pressures hitting each other. Wednesday, showers and possible thunderstorms continue before 7 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Some of the storms could be severe, high near 66, and the winds are going to be gusting up to 25 miles per hour. 80% chance of rain, actually 90% tonight and 80% tomorrow.
Yeah. So a crappy little time span.
Right.
Not really.
Right.
But the weekend looks pretty good. High near 64 on Friday, Saturday 70, and then 74 on Sunday.
Yeah, it's because isn't it Easter Sunday?
It is Easter
yes, it
Sunday.
Is.
Isn't it Good Friday?
Now, you know, I never followed that. I was kind of a Baptist, so we didn't do Lent and all that stuff. But
right.
you do
that, don't you?
Well,
Anne?
I went to actually a program that was a Lenten service for the Catholic Church because a friend of mine was singing with them. And anyway,
my old church, yes, we did.
Yeah.
I follow it, but I don't. Our church doesn't
necessarily observe it.
Yeah, and you can follow Lent no matter what your denomination.
Yeah. I guess I never was taught that. And
right.
And I think,
when I was an adult, I saw somebody with ashes. With ash on their forehead. I said, you got that thing on your head.
Were you changing the oil?
Yeah, or something.
Because you hit.
And I didn't know. So
yeah.
It's a big thing.
No, yeah, I learned about it when we went to the Lutheran church for a while. So.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of denominations in me. None of them work,
but
I've never heard it quite that way before.
I'm loaded. Oh,
you're loaded.
I'm loaded with denominations.
Well, do you believe any of the fodder that's floating around
in your head?
Sometimes,
yeah. Sometimes,
well, yeah. Hey, I'm right. Sometimes I'm right.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I'm wrong, and you know what? I'm a man that will admit when he's wrong.
Really? Yeah.
But if I'm right, you know you're not going to win.
Yeah, but how do you know you're right?
Research.
Oh.
Do you believe in Google then?
Not all of Google.
Do you believe all Google?
You know, Google is different. I don't believe anything on TikTok. And I don't even perform on TikTok.
Yeah.
Well,
that's an addictive thing.
Yeah.
I had TikTok for a while, and hours later,
I'm still waiting for the next video.
Yeah. You know, I've got other stuff to do than hold the phone and look at people doing backflips.
Yeah. Well, you know, another big day today is... former President Trump is being arraigned, I think.
Yeah.
Have you followed any of this?
Yeah, he's going to be arrested, and he paid
hush money to a porn star, and you know what? I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe he paid hush money to a porn star and had an affair with her, yes.
Okay.
That doesn't dictate how I feel about Trump as our...
Former president?
Yes.
President. Yeah, okay.
Right. Right, because he's got a good business sense and he's got a good business mind. He's just, you know, a man.
Yeah.
Sometimes men don't think right.
Do you think the charges are weak or frivolous or?
I don't. It depends on his former lawyer, who's weak and frivolous.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael Cohen, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looks pretty cocky and arrogant.
You know, my viewpoint is all politicians lie.
Oh yeah, they do. Come on.
I think it's a prerequisite.
So President Trump pays off a porn star after he had an affair with her. John Kennedy built tunnels in the White House so he could sneak women in and out. Okay? You know, come on.
Yeah. It's a power thing. Yeah. You know, us peasants don't think that way.
No, right.
So we're just going from week to week, paycheck to paycheck.
No, I played something this morning that...
This thing that attracted this woman most was a man putting the shopping cart back. I'm like... She didn't even care if they had personality or tattoos or muscles.
So that's why I saw you at Aldi's.
I put the card back all the time.
That's one of my most irritable moments is for people just to leave their cart at Walmart, for example.
Right.
And I always take one into the building with me. Yeah. Always. Okay. But I'm like, come on, people.
And if I don't put the cart back, then I have one of my kids do it. Mm. But I found that funny that was the thing that most it was attractive to her. And I'm like, gosh, I put the carts back all the time. And nobody's getting hit.
Maybe you ought to spend a couple hours at Walmart just pushing carts back, you know?
You can be the new cart boy.
You might get someone to approach you, maybe.
You might.
Hey.
How did you get your date? I'm pushing a cart.
It's attractive to women. I find some of that stuff amazingly funny. Okay.
Well, there's a couple things in the area that we could talk about. Okay. City of Lippin's holding their spring cleanup Friday. So if you've got some stuff that
you want to get rid of, this is the time to do it. Citizens within the city limits of Lippin should place their items on the curb the night before pickup, which this is Friday. Officials state that there will be one pass through each street. So
that's it.
They're not coming back for seconds.
It's your flipping stuff out and flipping.
And the items not accepted during the cleanup include hazardous waste, liquid waste, such as motor oil, liquids, and paint. Red bag medical waste. You know what a red bag medical is. Yeah, really. Whole tires. I would say just a tire.
Yeah.
Old automotive batteries. Dead animals.
Oh, come on. Any Fido died. Toss them to the curb.
Freon components, construction materials, and yard waste.
Okay, so that means you can put your washer and dryer and your couch out there, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's good. If you want more information about what you can, can't do.
And when it's the time schedule and whatever, you can call the Waste Collections Department there in Flippin at 870-481-8600.
Looks like they're having a gun pointing contest in Searcy County.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You want to talk about that for a while?
Well, I just read the headline. I thought that's where you were going next.
We can go there.
A Searcy County man has been arrested after assaulting an unarmed person with a firearm, according to the Searcy County Sheriff's Office. Deputies dispatched to a report of an individual pointing a firearm towards an unarmed person. Upon arrival, they've located the firearm at the base of the tree. Oh, just dropped it. I don't know how that got there. Yeah. 57-year-old Gene McCutcheon of St. Joe, wearing a face mask, camouflage clothing, crawling through the briars. It's not hunting season, is it?
Yeah.
When search deputies found methamphetamine and ammunition in his pockets. Uh-oh. Okay. Yep. No wonder. You know what? Methamphetamine changes your brain, and you do weird.
That's what I hear.
You do weird things. Mm-hmm. So I understand that. So he was charged. The investigation is ongoing. And he's still being held because he can't make bail.
Yeah.
Well,
I just thought that
story was interesting because of all the things going on with it. Hey, let's see. I thought this story was pretty cool. There's a puppy, and he was born without any front paws.
Aww.
So
does he have legs? Does he have legs?
He's got legs. Yeah, I had a picture, but I didn't show it here. His name is Nubbins, and he's a lab breed puppy, and he was rescued several months ago, and he was born without his front paws. But there was a machinist students at the Black River Technical College in Greene County, Arkansas, and they have a remedy for him, and they've been working on prosthetic paws for him.
That's amazing.
The $6 million dog.
Yeah, yeah. The new set of paws will consist of ventilation holes.
For sweat.
Joint
tolerances. Uh-huh. And ergonomically correct padding.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Which will improve Nubbin's movement and grip.
Right. And maybe
they're giving him a new life.
Yeah, now he can run faster and jump farther and attack the treats with a single bound.
The project should be finished in late April or May, and we'll keep you updated on the project.
That's a good story. Thank you.
Yeah.
Feel good.
I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We got a today in history, I guess.
We got a bunch of those.
And we're going to start off with this one right here.
Civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King died tonight in Memphis, Tennessee, after being shot in the face by an unknown assailant on the balcony in front of a downtown hotel a short while ago.
And that was a speech.
That was very quick.
Yeah. I looked at the wound. It was just a real bad wound. It hit him in the right, just under his right cheek and neck, and he was bleeding rather profusely.
I did not know that's where he got hit. I thought he was shot in the chest. But I'm assuming that's where the jugular vein is.
Yeah, and you can bleed out very quickly.
Jugular carotid artery.
Come on, let's get medical. Come on, it's not called jugular anymore. Where do you think we're at?
And the critical, we're going to have
here we go. America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King, who lived by nonviolence.
Mm-hmm. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Did you know that there was violence after that? Do you remember that? I know that there was periods of rioting and looting.
I can't imagine it wasn't.
Yeah, I can't either.
Yeah. All right, here's our next clip.
At 7:10 this evening, Martin Luther King was shot in Tennessee. Martin Luther King, 20 minutes ago, died.
That was at a gala benefit at Carnegie Hall.
That was shocking news. For a black man to be in that time period talking about nonviolence.
He transcended all races.
Yes, he sure did. His message.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to what we hear today, hate and BLM and all that stuff.
Right.
And when people talk about what's going on today, I always try to reflect that and say, what would Martin Luther King do?
Do you have a bracelet that says that?
No, but I get one. I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
It was a tragedy.
Good luck for 7:15 and a good many more.
I certainly would like to say thank you very much, and I'm just glad it's almost over with. Thank you.
that was Hank Aaron 49 years ago of the Atlanta Braves. Tied Babe Ruth's career home run record, hitting 714 during a game at Cincinnati. Afterward, Vice President Ford congratulated him on the field.
That's remarkable.
Right yes, there. It is, especially in the non-steroid era.
Yeah, yeah, you think about steroids and you think, should they go back and rewrite the records?
You know what? It's already, right? It's already happened. And everybody's,
it's like every trying to change history.
Right, and everybody's formed their own opinions about the people that used steroids and broke records.
Yeah, all right. Next cut.
We have ignition. We're coming down to T0, and we should have liftoff. We see all of the solids, and we have movement. We have movement, and she's clearing the tower.
That was a tragedy.
Well, this was before the tragedy.
Yeah, this was the first maiden voyage.
They did several trips, and this was 4 years ago, and it was the maiden voyage of the Shuttle Challenger, the craft that would come to a tragic end less than 3 years later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, I'm sure we all watched that.
Yeah, 3 or 83, so that'd be 86. I was, I was roofing the top of a sanitation yard in the city of Los Angeles, roofing a building.
You remember at that very moment?
Yes, because someone pulled up and said the Challenger just exploded.
Well, I love the space race, the space era.
Right.
Sure.
But you know what? It sucks the life out of you as a person when you realize that, you know, there's people up there and they're doing something, you know, pretty much heroic.
Right.
You know, they're blasting off with all this fuel trying to get something done in space, and they make it, and then they explode.
Yeah, and this is the first time that they put a civilian up, Krista McCullough,
right.
Yeah. School teacher. Right. She had no astronomical skills,
right.
And that was probably the biggest tragedy that right. people felt.
Some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
oh my god.
Some hardcore hoes. That's some nappy headed hoes there.
I don't think you can say that, Don.
16 years ago, radio host Don Imus made a comment about the Rutgers University basketball team that eventually got him fired.
I guess that's, like, the, other, that's the other N word you can't say.
Yeah. Nappy.
Yeah.
You said it.
Wow.
Yeah, he said it.
Although Imus parted ways with CBS and MSNBC, he resumed his show 8 months later. I thought he had passed away.
He has passed away.
I'm pretty sure he has.
There's no end date on
him. We'll Google that during the break.
And that's Ann's job. She's the researcher. All right.
Food for thought.
Okay.
I never dreamed this could happen in America. Never dreamed.
Never ever.
Our homes are empty. We have no children.
You ever notice that these things happen in states where they have vast wasteland, not wasteland, but vast land where no one's around, and you can build like a cult.
A big compound.
And nobody bothers you. And then all of a sudden, they've been holding girls and children.
It's amazing.
And this says Texas authorities started removing the first of more than 400 girls from a compound built by a polygamous sect.
Yeah.
These mothers own tears. Yeah. I can understand.
The children were eventually returned.
Yeah. All right.
When you kill innocent babies with a chemical gas that is so lethal that people were shocked to hear what gas it was, that crosses many, many lines beyond the red line.
And it does.
One thing about Trump that has always resonated with me is when he talks about things like this, this is what we would think of about the human compassion, and other politicians are more concerned with saving the world or sending weapons and that kind of thing.
You need to take care of your home first.
You need to take care of your people first. Yeah. All right.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Okay.
I like Iron Man,
and I like Robert Downey Jr. now that he's sober. Because when he was really high, he had like Wonder Woman. He had Wonder Woman costumes in his hotel room in Palm Springs, and that's like all he had there.
Was that for himself?
Well, you don't know.
Just surmise.
Maybe when the maids came by, says, "Hey, try this on."
It could be, or it could have gotten the Yellow Pages and called an escort.
Yep.
Could have.
You know? Anyway, he's 58 years old today. Robert Downey Jr.
That's why I know.
I never thought about it that way. Never knew the things that I did not say. But you were lonely.
You need to be watching this on TV. Everybody's butt shuffling.
Our butts are moving.
Yeah. singer Kelly Price was born on this day in 1973. She is 50 years old from the album Mirror, Mirror. This is You Should Have Told Me.
You should.
It was just a cool song.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'll give it a five. It's got a nice beat and was easy to dance to.
Yeah, that's right. And our last cut.
That was singer-songwriter Austin Mahone, born on this day, 1996.
He's 27 years old. In 2013, Mahone was named one of the MTV's artists to watch. Pay attention, class. And that was his single, What About Love?
I give it a five. I had a great beat and was easy to dance to.
That's Dick Clark, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. And we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we have Fred Wool, and he's going to talk about Mustangs.
Cool.
Not the four-wheel kind, but the four-footed kind.
289 with a horse, baby.
We'll be right back.
This Buffalo National River.
And welcome back.
Hey, we have with us in the studio a person of interest. Fred Wool is here. Hey, Fred.
Well, he brought us a hat.
Yeah.
And it's got a wild horse Goodies. On it and a burro. And me, with my dead brain cells, couldn't find the burro or the horse. And the horse looks like it's got a fin, like it swims. But Ann's all, it's right there.
It's two horses. One's neutral.
I didn't say duh, but I wanted to.
Thank you.
I was looking for a new hat. I appreciate that.
Welcome. It's an honor to be here this morning.
Yeah.
Always.
We're always glad to have you. Well, you could take my job if you really want it.
No, thank you. No, I stutter, so I can't be where I talk.
Well, I can't read, so.
can't be any worse than Dan.
We could start
our own show, The Stutterer and the Dyslexic.
There you go. Hey.
That might make a great show, guys. Yeah. I don't know.
It would be A one-hour show would turn out to be two.
Knowing this young lady, she'd call us the pair Tweedledum. Tweedledee.
Yeah.
I don't know which one would be which, but.
now you
sent me a little message, and you said that you. Now, is this something new that you're involved in?
This is something brand new. You know, I've been dealing with wild horses and Mustangs for over 20 years.
Yeah, and
I read some of the bio that you were in Saudi Arabia.
I was in Iraq and
Jordan.
Okay. And you were
over there to help them?
With the horses.
With their horses?
Yeah. Yes. You know, they're at Petra.
Yeah.
They use horses to take the tourists through.
And
there was a lot of abuse to the horses. The tourists were complaining. And so the king contacted our State Department and asked for some help, and somehow my name got brought up, and boom, there I was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you're the guru of all that.
Now,
I lived there. I was the only native English-speaking person in Wadi Moza, which is where Moses hit the rock, and the spring come.
What an experience.
It was interesting.
You were over there to show them
how to manage and treat horses?
How to humanely treat their horses.
Yeah, and they weren't treating. Is it a custom that they mistreat their horses? Or?
Well, not necessarily a custom. That's just how they were.
Make them do it.
And so you have to. I did my training there the same way I do with my horses. I never made anybody do anything. What I did there, which really changed things, I had two Muslim guys that I became pretty good friends with while I was there. And so they let me use their horses because I trained their horses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what they'd do is they'd set all their horses up in the morning when the tourists would come in.
Yeah.
Well, the tourists would come to me first and use my horses, and I would take them down and lead the horses down and all that and come back, you know, and get more. And they made money on the tips. Well, the two guys I was doing it for, they got all the money. I was just doing it. Well, pretty soon they came and said, "Oh, Mr. Fred, why are these people using you?" And I said, "Well, look at my horse. looked at, well, what can, well, here's what we need to do.
They want the horse, not you.
If you want me to, I will help you. Well, they didn't do much with their feet. They didn't do much with their teeth. They didn't do much of maintaining the horse. And they always tried to make the horse do everything. And so them horses that they had was a little bit wild. Not and so like this. So they turned around, and it wasn't so much about doing what's best for the horses, but what would make them more money. But the overall scheme of things, it fixed the problem with the horses.
Now, did you see a noticeable
difference in the horses that you were working with?
Oh, immediately.
Did they calm down? Did they become more loving and that kind of thing?
Immediately.
Yeah.
You're the horse whisperer.
Well,
thank you.
Well,
thank
you. I think that
in the older days of horse training or horse breaking, they would take a drastic approach.
Back when I was young and dumb, you know, what we'd do, we'd tie up a horse's front leg where it couldn't move and put a blindfold on it when I was 16, 17, 15, and we'd put the saddle on and the horse would start trembling.
And then I'd get on his back and they'd take off the blindfold and Katie bar the door, that's how we used to break horses, not train horses.
Right.
But over the years, I became a little bit more
compassionate.
Yeah, and more understanding.
Is that a better way?
What way?
To be more
compassionate to horses.
The way I do it
now is, I never make a horse do anything. I make doing what is right easy, what is wrong hard.
Yeah.
That's the thing you have to do with horses.
When you're a one-on-one with a horse, mm-hmm. and there's no pain or any of that, do you feel that the horse is more connected to you?
Well, yeah, because a horse always wants a leader. That's why they have herds. Mm-hmm. In the herd, you have
a herd leader, but they follow the herd. Horses don't necessarily like to be independent. Now, there is some horses that do, and they're great, but you form a partnership with them. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, a horse wants to follow a leader, and that leader has to be one that horse trusts, has confidence in, and you know.
What are some of the things that you create
in you that becomes the leader?
That I create.
I mean, I know you feed them.
Well, not so much feeding them. It's just being a patient with them. Like I said, I make doing what is right easy, mm-hmm. what is wrong hard.
Now, if, and that horse begins to bond with you and you become where you are together. And so that's what you want that horse to
not to be afraid of
you. Right. You know, and if you ever notice when a new horse comes into a herd, the leader of that herd will run that horse around the herd, the horse.
Yeah.
And then that horse will drop its head. It'll begin to lick
be
its
submissive.
Lips.
Be
submissive, I guess.
And I'll guess. And then it's generally a mare. It will do it. The mare will say, all right, come on in, but you better behave yourself.
Yeah.
And so the horse will come into the herd and everything will, you know.
Interesting.
That's very interesting. So,
well, let's talk
about the new organization you're involved with.
Well, it's not a new.
It's been around for a while, but it's been changed. But it's the Mustang Heritage Foundation.
Yep.
You know, I served on the Bureau of Land Management Board for 6 years.
The BLM.
Years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was the chairman of that board for 5 years. So, but I've gotten out. I've not done anything, but they've reorganized the Mustang Heritage Foundation, and their primary goal is to find homes for these horses.
Yeah,
they found homes for them before, but it was they were more and other. Mm-hmm. But now that's their primary goal, and so they've asked me to serve on their board, and so I've agreed to it. And so it's an honor, and I'm really looking forward to trying to find horses.
Now, is this a national, or is it
national?
It's a national organization.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. So, but you're still involved with the local.
Oh, I'm still
Mustangs,
involved. With the. Well, I'm still involved with the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
But now we have one here, really local, that's really top notch branded.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay Gabbard is extremely good with
the. Yeah, we've had her on.
And, she's a sweetheart, and I
uh-huh.
think the world. And I helped her. I mean, I helped at the very beginning, organizing her, connecting her, and all this. And I help now with them. And she really loves horses, and she loves, you know, getting homes for them, and so that means a lot.
Yeah. Well, what do you want our viewers
and listeners to know? How can we help in some way?
Well, the one thing that it just blows me away is that a lot of
folks don't understand how many wild horses we have mm-hmm. and how they are maintained and what's going on. You know, there's only 10 states in the whole United States that have wild horse pastures that right. are like that. And everybody knows that if I was to bring a horse and put it in your front yard and you can't feed it, you can't bring it any water, how long will it live?
It won't live very long.
Okay, well, see, that's what happens out there in these pastures. These people that are in town that don't understand everything think that, them horses out there running, they got water, they got all that. Well, almost every area of water is privately owned because when people would homestead, they would...
Right.
That's what they would homestead mm-hmm. where the water was mm-hmm. because everything else. And you have all these... I hate to say this word, but radical people that think it's their way or the highway, and they want, you know, them horses need to stay out there, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I agree that we need to have wild horses on the range, but they have to be managed where there's not too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even here in Arkansas, if we have deer seasons because we have too many deer, and that's what we try to do, and try to find homes for them horses mm-hmm. to put them in good places. Is the prime thing. So if you have a open range out there that can handle 2,000 horses, you shouldn't have 15,000 horses on there.
Right.
Because
it eats down everything, I'm sure.
Well, and there's nothing for them to drink, and the horses get poor, and they start dying, mm-hmm. It depends on what you believe. And, I mean, what I encourage everybody to do is do complete research on everything that goes on.
Yeah.
Don't just take what you read on Facebook. Don't just take what you read on. I mean, you do your own research before you make up your mind or what's
well, I'm
right
sure you're
wrong.
A good person to contact about as to where to look for research.
Yeah, I would be more than happy to share anything like that. But see, we have to properly and adequately maintain these horses. And mm-hmm. and in my approach, finding homes for them is really a good way to do it.
Now, these horses come from what states?
Well, there are 10 states. If I can remember.
Well, just a few.
California, uh-huh. Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon.
Montana.
Montana.
New Mexico?
No.
Nope.
Anyway, 10
anyway,
states.
There's
there you go.
Okay.
10 states.
But they're most of them are out west.
They are all out west.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the only place where they have wild horse range.
And is there a schedule of going out there and rounding some of those up?
Well,
to bring...
they try to, but the Bureau of Land Management has to follow the government rules, so they have to announce, well, we're going to this range and gather these horses. So they have to have public mm-hmm. opinion and all this.
Oh,
and so that delay, and so the horses where there was 3,000 horses that can only handle 500. By the time they get through with all that, now there's 4,000 horses. Mm-hmm. And so
and there has to be a middle place for them to be before they're adopted out.
Well, we have the Bureau of Land Management has holding areas.
Okay.
But some of these holding areas are full.
Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, there's some of these horses that can't be trained.
Mm-hmm.
They're so
wild.
Wild. Yeah. So we have long term holding for them.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And so,
if you were in charge,
if every decision was based on what you wanted to do, what would you change?
Well, what I would change is
in these areas where there was horses, I would neuter the stallions. Mm-hmm. I would fix the mares
mm-hmm.
and let them stay out there.
And then you would cut the population down that way.
I'd cut the population down and they would have their home. And then as those horses, as the number decreased, these horses in long-term holding, I would
bring them in
there.
Yeah.
So see, there'd always be the number of horses. I think the horses need to stay on the range. I really do.
Yeah.
But I think like everything else, they need to be managed in such a way where they're, and there's a lot of people that, and I hate to say it, but there's a lot of people that are money.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, if I stir something up, if if I say that X, Y, and Z is doing this for and it's wrong, and that, now if you send me $10 a month, I will do what I can to make sure they don't do that.
I see.
And so
that's the way it works, wow. though, doesn't it?
Yep. That's, yeah. that's the way it works.
The most logical answers for everything.
You take the money out of it and it would work.
Right.
But the money stops everything.
And you don't know where everything.
That money goes. No, you don't have no idea.
You have no idea.
Now, the one thing, and I'll say this, back when I was on the advisory board for the Bureau of Land Management of horses, yeah. I come up with a program where if you adopted a horse and kept that horse for a full year, at the end of the year, you got $1,000 to help pay for the cost of maintaining that horse for that mm-hmm. full year. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that really helped because it helped horses. Then I got slammed pretty hard by those groups by saying, well, them people sell that horse at the end of the year. Well, it doesn't, I mean, they own that horse, that they can't do anything for a year on that right. horse. So that saved us taxpayers a lot of money, mm-hmm. over $10,000 for them to maintain that horse. And they right. had to maintain mm-hmm. because BLM would go in and look and inspect yep. the horse.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to maintain that horse during yep. that time. So it, I mean, it worked good.
Almost mm-hmm. like foster care for horses.
Right? Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. And it worked, but I got slammed pretty good by those groups because, yeah. well, you're paying people, you know. Yeah. Anyway, but anyway. that's just yeah. how it is. But that program is still going on.
It's good.
It's called TIP, T-I-P.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're glad you're involved.
Well,
it sounds like you care.
Well, I have been out for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've still been involved with horses right.
yeah.
and doing all that, but I've not been involved. I mean, I got off the BLM board. In, not 5 years, 3 years, 2020, I think, was my last year on it.
Yeah.
And so I haven't really been involved in an awful lot, but Mustang Heritage contacted me and they wanted me to do this. And I thought about it. And
mad respect for you and your skills.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to do everything I can to try to get these horses into homes and do all that. And,
will you keep us updated?
Oh, I'll do my dead level yep. best to keep you updated.
Well, just let me know when there's breaking news.
All right.
And okay. we'll get you back on.
I'll do that. You want me to share a poem with you?
Yes,
I would love it. That's how we do it.
Remember it? You know, hey, as I've gotten old, my memory is about as long as the hair on top of my head.
It's woo!
You know, short very much. But, you know, I can't explain it. There are no words, of course, to describe that moment in training when you connect with your horse. It happens in an instant. My, it sets your mind to reeling. But you either get it or you don't. It's such an indescribable feeling. So let's just call it swapping spirits. For there's nothing that compares when you are the horse and the horse is you. And you're feeling the same thing.
Wow.
Cool.
Profound.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Fred.
Fred, thanks so much
Thank
for being
you for
here.
Having me
Absolutely.
Here.
All right. We're going to
take a break. We'll be back with more stuff right here on the original 900 KHOZ and K26 TV. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Around the Table. We're having a good time.
Always good to see
Fred. You have to have all the microphones up. It's not all about you.
Well, it was all about me until you decided to say something.
Well, because I'm trying to help.
That's why I don't show up sometimes, because you just don't make me feel welcome.
Well, I can actually cut your mic off anytime I want.
I know you can.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, Fred's
has always been a consummate source of information.
Sure.
He's passionate. He loves animals.
He's just a compassionate person.
Now, did you go with us on that trail ride?
I did.
You did.
That was amazing.
He did that for us several years ago. He took,
it was a group of
A group of people. And we went down on the Buffalo River. And It's funny, he told me, I may have told this story several times, but I was on popcorn. It was his horse.
What does popcorn do? It's like make him
mellow, or does it make you
high? I was on his horse, Popcorn. And, and so we started going down a hill to the river, and he says, Popcorn loves the water. And I go, okay, and I'm
like, okay, I got my phone, and I've got my wallet on me, and stuff that's going to get wet. And he says, if he decides to take off in the deep water, just hang on. And I said, okay. And all this stuff's going through my brain.
Right.
Like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to hold on to the horn and float alongside this horse. And this horse is crazy. And we get down there and we get in the water. And he said he may dart any second now, but he didn't.
That's good.
And he was pulling my leg.
Right.
Anyway, hey, do you have health insurance?
Yes. In fact, I want to
Medicare, Medicaid.
Medicare Advantage
Plan. Advantage Plan. Okay. Yeah. Is that through Blue Cross, Blue Shield?
No, it's Humana.
And I don't like it. In fact, I was calling the insurance company before the show.
Yeah.
And they don't open until 9. But I want to see if I can change carriers. Yeah,
for people our age over 65. Or you're not 65.
He's
you're
not.
60,
no. 60, yeah.
You're in your 60s. Anyway, you have to transition over to Medicare. Medicaid, whatever. And it is it's complicated.
Have you done that?
Yes. I had someone like what Beamer's talking about. I went to somebody.
Sure.
And there are people that, and I do not have, I will get some contact information on how to do that. But it's all free. This information is free. You set up an appointment and they will walk you through.
Yeah.
And they will compare different coverages for you.
Did you do that locally?
Hickory Hills.
Okay. Right here. Okay.
They advertise with us.
Okay.
And every year I go in there and reevaluate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing about the insurance companies, they're always changing.
They get you in. And then later on, they say, you know, the thing you were paying $30 for, now you're paying $100.
Well, and every year you get older, it goes up.
Right.
Yeah.
It should, as we get older, it should go down.
Well, anyway, the deadline is approaching for Medicaid coverage.
Okay.
With the COVID-19 public health emergency ending, many Arkansans with Medicaid will lose health coverage if they do not reestablish their coverage in the Arkansas Department of Health, the DHS. And that begins April the 1st, more than 400,000 Medicaid members in the state are subject to the redetermination process that will need to prove of eligibility.
Need to get on it.
Yeah. Members who need to check their enrollment can also call DHS office at 844-872-2660, or you can go online to ar.gov/update. Or visit your local DHS office. Yeah. So that's a good start.
Important information.
That's right. We're going to take another break.
Okay.
And we've got one to do, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got...
Today is.
Stay with us. For our last segment, thanks so much for tuning in today. We appreciate it.
Is that an orange segment?
An orange. They have segments.
Orange?
Things just come to my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Segments, yeah.
Is there a way we can stop it?
Brain on drugs.
No. Let's Long just, ago on drugs, and not
exactly.
today.
Hey, if you get a chance, go to our Facebook page and leave us a note or check it out.
Watch Beamer's videos.
Yeah, those are.
If you ever give me access to this show.
If you would give me a second, I would do that.
Okay, anyway, it's the original KHOZ
Facebook page. Yeah. We're getting more followers and more likes. Follow us along. It is great. I did another car wash video today because my truck was dirty.
And Does anybody really care about you in the car wash?
People make comments.
Hey, you know, the world is so detached
and fragmented that any little connection that you can make with people, that is
people
worth something.
In
the old days, you had four networks.
Right.
Or three networks.
Can I go out in the yard and film my chickens chasing me?
I wish you would.
You can.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
It's hard to do, though, because I have poles in either hand. Oh. And can't hold my camera.
Well, you have to.
I'm going to have to figure that out.
You need to get a chest cam and hold it out here where it's, you know, follow
it's,
your
it's,
face.
It's Ann and the body cam.
And the body cam.
Yeah.
You want to do a couple of these today?
Sure.
What is today? Tell a lie day.
Huh.
That's for most people, that's every day, right?
Well, you know, there are a lot of liars out there, and I find that you don't have to remember what you
said if you tell the truth.
This is amen to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You never have to worry. But it says here, look them
dead in the eye and lie your butt off.
Well, you do that if you're seriously in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I used to practice that
when I worked for the city of Los Angeles. Lie and deny.
Lie and deny.
Yeah, all the way to the end. Lie and deny.
I might have done some of that.
The only problem with lying is it compounds.
All right. Another lie's got to be another
you
lie.
And you got to remember what you said.
Right. And then when you don't, you end up with an indictment for paying off a porn star.
And they even say
I was going more on just something not so grand, but okay.
Well, they say here that lying is bad for your health because it increases anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
yeah.
it does.
And you're
anxiety.
You're going
to die of a heart attack if you keep doing
well,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, people
die of heart attacks because they're anxious.
Getting caught. Yeah.
What else you got? National 404 Day.
Yeah, that's that
error you get. It's an error code on your, and then your screen turns blue, and you got to take your computer.
Yeah,
to
I haven't seen those quite often. I haven't said, and if you get one, it's usually because a website is down for good. They're done.
Just unplug it for 15 seconds and plug it back in.
Plug it in. National School Librarian
Where
Day.
Would we be without our library?
That's right. And you know what? I bet you they really love it now that they don't have a card file system with the Dewey Decimal.
It's I love the Dewey Decimal.
Well, you just like the smell of the pulling out of the cards in the middle.
There was a very distinct
The mildewy smell of all those cards inside there.
Yeah.
National
Vitamin C
Day.
Yeah.
Do you take vitamin C?
No, I don't.
In addition
it's in a multivitamin. I take a men's multivitamin.
Do you? You don't take a women's? What's the difference?
I don't know, and I don't care. Okay? I'm not passing judgment. I don't care.
You know, those vitamins are almost the same for women and for men.
I bet you they are, too.
Slight little difference. We're humans.
Unless you
can
get the one when you're pregnant. Or anyway,
right. Or extra estrogen. You don't want, you know, massive breasts.
I do.
I don't.
Okay.
Get us to the TV club.
Put it on auto before we flip out here. There you go. Now I feel better.
Now there you go.
Okay.
National
Hug a Newsperson Day. Newsperson.
Okay.
I don't know anybody.
We don't have any. I'm not going to go to the newspaper and hug any of them. I'm not going to go to a TV station and hug any
news people.
Well.
There you go.
Look at you.
World
Rat Day.
Yeah, I guess they're prominent in
New York, but if you find little turds around your house, buy one of those green things that tastes like peanut butter, and then after a few days you'll find the mouse laying by it and you're going, huh, what's the matter? Peanut butter a little stale?
I have no idea what you're talking about. My dog gets our mice.
Oh,
you'll go and kill them.
Sexual Assault Awareness Day.
Day of action.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Did you make the billionaire list, guys?
Forbes release annual billionaire list?
I made the millionaire list. I'll be here all week. We'll
In
be
your
here
own
tomorrow,
mind.
Too. Have a great Tuesday.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Later.